What is up, people? Welcome back to the podcast. We're going to take it from being serious like we did last week to basically my predictions of the upcoming NFL season, with next Thursday dropping the Houston Texans versus Kansas City. Should be a fun game, but I'm going to give you all my predictions on who's going to win each division and who's going to come out on top as the number one in the NFL season. Let's do this. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast, everybody.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, fuck it up. What up, though? So this podcast, maybe the one and only podcast I'm about to hit y'all with real quick, it's not going to be anything serious. It's just going to be my prediction for the upcoming NFL season, which starts Thursday. A week from today is kickoff, baby. It is the Houston Texans going against the Super Bowl champs, the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs whooping their ass. Simple as that. I'm sorry.
That's a true fact.
Yeah, facts. Then we got Sunday. Sunday is everybody else. And then Monday, first Monday night primetime game. The Giants take on the Steelers. That, I ain't going to say who I feel is going to win that game, because not for nothing, my Giants have been trash. Sorry, I love my team to death, but we was ass last year. But I have faith in Jones, Barkley, Shepard, Ingram. I have faith. I have a faith that we're going to do something this year. Don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. But this is going to be my predictions on who I feel is going to win each division, who will be 1-2. And then maybe halfway through the season, I'll come up with another podcast to let y'all know who I feel like is going to win this Super Bowl. Excuse me. So with that being said, I'm waiting on my friend to get the shit up for the sports. But we'll start with the East. Giants, Washington, Philly, Cowboys. Let's see. So I'm not biased. I love football. I hate the Cowboys. Philly. And Washington, well, it's Washington. So, with that being said, for my pick for the East, I will have, and I know I don't want to say this because it breaks my heart, but I got the Cowboys winning the division outright. I have the Giants finishing in second. I got Philly in fourth. And I got, what am I missing? Philly, Washington. Oh, and I got Washington last. So I could be wrong. We don't know how that's going to be. Thursday night, first game of the season, 8:20 NBC. If y'all got that, again, wherever you're living, I know this, for some odd reason, this podcast thingy, I've been checking all my stats and everything. A lot of females listen to my podcast, which is pretty weird, but also cool. Oh,
that is pretty cool, though.
I don't know if y'all females follow sports, but you may not. Who knows? But, first game, Texas Chiefs. Chiefs are winning by, I'm going to go by 10. That's my top. I'm going to go standings. Hold on 1 second, guys. All right, so we're going to go the AFC East. AFC East consists of New England, Buffalo, Jets, Miami. I'm calling it right now. I got Buffalo winning that division. Straight outright. New England, I mean, all right, Cam Newton, good quarterback. Under Bill Belichick, I don't know. Buffalo, what the hell's his name? I forget the kid's name. He's been throwing bombs to Diggs all summer long. Who we got? Jets. They're the Jets. They suck. They'll be in last place.
Yeah.
Miami might have a chance, depending on who they actually play as their quarterback. Yeah. And all that other shit. So y'all got my pick for the AFC East. Now we're going to go AFC North, which is, of course, the reigning defending MVP champion, which, whatever. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Pittsburgh, which, we'll get into that for a minute. Cleveland, we'll get into that team real quick. And Cincinnati. Okay, so last year I picked Baltimore to win out the division. They did. Lamar Jackson, kid's wonderful. Kid's great. He's an amazing football player. Came out of college at Louisville. Mm-hmm. watching them play through Louisville, lit it the fuck up in Louisville.
Hell yeah.
And then he lit it up in Baltimore after they got rid of Joe Flacco. That's a diamond in the rough type of shit. So, Baltimore, I'm going to put Baltimore on number one just because I feel like they're going to win out that division again. But, Steelers, they saying Big Bad Ben is back to his prime. If he's that good, we'll find out.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks. 2 weeks? Yeah, roughly a little bit less than 2 weeks when he takes on the Giants and their new defensive people. And we'll get into the Giants, I think, in a couple more down, right? Who we got next? We got the South, the West, and then we get into the Giants area.
Yeah.
But with that being said, so I got Baltimore number one. I'm going to go Steelers. I'm going to sit at a two. Cleveland. Baker Mayfield has to get his shit going.
I agree.
This is his, I think he's, what, 3 years in now?
Yeah, he's in
3 years. If he can't get shit done in that three, in this, in year three, bro, he's a bust. He's a fucking bust. I like him. Odell, I can't speak any ill words about Odell because he was a Giant. And he was the talk of the Giants for a while, good and bad. But we'll see how that goes. I'm going to sit them in fourth. Cincinnati is going to be a question mark because I don't know. Like, I really haven't been following them, but they were saying that Joe Bauer, where the fuck his name is?
Joe Bowers?
I think that's his name.
Something like that.
They were saying that he was doing good and he's taking control of the team, which that kind of makes me happy because, like, he came from, I forget what college he came from, but now that he's taking over, it's pretty dope.
Okay.
All right, so it's just going to be me by myself for a little bit until he comes back. Next up, we have Houston in the AFC South, Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts, and Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville's going to end the season fourth place because they got rid of a lot of their good players. Indianapolis Colts, I'm actually going to put them at two. Again, I'm not going to say how their, like, you know, what their win-loss record is going to be because I really don't know. Because we don't know how long the season is going to be depending on this whole COVID-19 shit, you know what I mean? Houston already got a tough game against Kansas City. I don't see Houston beating KC, so they're going to fall to three. I'll give Tennessee number one. I feel like Tennessee is going to do really good. And then the AFC West to round out the whole, that one half of the division of the AFC football conference. Kansas City, Denver, Oakland, and LA Chargers. I'm gonna go KC number one. I want Oakland number two. Denver will be three. And the Chargers, I don't see winning a game. They got Tyrod Taylor starting at the helm. I don't see nothing going down with them. I'm sorry. I'm not biased. I love every team. But yeah, that's where I see them going. So for the AFC division, that's my pick for that first four? What is that? One, two, three, yeah, four. So for the first four, like the North, South, West, and East, those are my picks. Then we're gonna get into the NFC East next, okay? Be right back. Alright, welcome back to the podcast, guys. Took a little break, did my prediction for the NFC. So there's what I said. My co-host will give me his predictions in a second, but while we wait for him, I'm going to do my predictions for the NFC East, North, South, and West. So, starting with the NFC East is Philly, Cowboys, Giants, and Washington. Again, I'm not picking the Giants to win number one because, again, it's all new coach and all this other shit. So, we'll see. I'm going to give them a 2 as in my pick for them to be number 2 in the league. Dallas, I'm going to give Dallas the number 1 spot because I feel like Dallas might actually have this, might have what it takes to win it this year. We'll see. Philly, give them 3. Washington, I'll put in last just because as of right now, we have zero idea who's that quarterback because Alex Smith is coming back after a really bad knee injury where he broke literally, I thought his whole kneecap blew the fuck out. Yeah, bro, it was really bad.
Ouch.
He had to get multiple surgeries. And yeah, bro, it's what year was that? I think it wasn't last year, but the year before that. I think it was the year the 2017-2018 season is where he, like, you could actually watch the game where he, I don't know how it happened, but where they were playing, I guess like someone went high, so I forget how it went. His knee literally looked like it just imploded. It looked like Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater during practice.
Yep.
Didn't get touched a couple, like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Shattered his whole entire leg.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord Christ.
So with Washington, I'm gonna give them last place because again, we don't know who's starting in place of. It's either him or Haskins. I kind of want Haskins to take the leadership and be a starter, but like, I like Alex Smith. Alex Smith.
Yep.
Ever since he was back in San Fran, I've always liked him. But now that he's in Washington, I don't know. There's a lot of teams. In the NFC division, conference, whatever, that I'm going to hate real quick because of the fact that there's so many controversies at quarterback and, like, who I want to see and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got next? Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit.
Detroit.
Okay, so here's my take on this one in that division. You have the Packers, who are known for their deep threats, their running, their defense. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers. Kid has an arm. He's amazing.
Yeah, he does.
One of my favorite quarterbacks besides Eli Manning and Brett Favre and Tom Brady. Literally, if I had to build a roster or, like, quarterbacks, like someone like that, I would literally have to take Brady and Favre. And that's how it would be. Like, Brady would be my starter. And, no, I'm sorry, not Favre. Alex Smith. Not Alex Smith. God damn it. Aaron Rodgers would be the backup to Brady.
Yep.
And then I would, like, switch him out. Where are we at? Minnesota? Minnesota. I mean, Kirk Cousins, he's looking nice, but he doesn't have Stephon Diggs no more. Diggs is now in Buffalo.
Yep.
So that's throwing off everything.
Yeah, that's throwing everything off.
So with that being said, I'm going to have Green Bay take the number one spot like they were last year. Chicago. Okay, so Chicago, we're not really told yet who's the starting quarterback between Trubisky and Nick Foles. Now, if Nick Foles can somehow manage to get, and I'm going to say this with very high doubts, if Foles can somehow whip up that magic that he had in Philly when they won their first Super Bowl, like, what was that, 2 years ago, I think it was?
I think it was about 2 years.
Or 2 or 3 years ago?
2 or 3, maybe, I don't know.
Chicago might be a team to you know, maybe run the gauntlet. And then they got Detroit. Stafford, I like Stafford. I think he's a good quarterback. He has an arm, but he doesn't have the wide receivers anymore.
No.
Megatron left. He's done.
Yeah.
Who does he really have? Think about that.
He doesn't really have anyone.
He doesn't. So who I'm picking to sit in each of the positionings, I'm going to keep them the same. I'm not going to keep them the same. I'm going to keep Green Bay at number one, and I'm actually going to switch Minnesota and Chicago. So Chicago will finish second, Minnie will finish third, Detroit will be the last team because I don't see them improving.
We got the New Orleans Saints. We got ATL.
Tampa and Carolina.
Yeah,
I already know who I'm picking on this one. So you give me your pick for the NFC South. We'll go with him, and then we'll go with my pick. Go ahead.
Well, the problem is he still in?
Who?
Breeze.
Yeah, he came back for one more year.
This
is last year, but now this is where we're gonna be different on our picks. And I'll tell you why I'm picking who I'm picking after you do your picks.
Well, you know I know Atlanta. Not Atlanta. Oh. New Orleans has been my team since the beginning of me starting watching football. It always has been. I had his jersey. They did well last year. Like, I'm impressed on how far they went.
Yeah, but they always do good.
Yeah.
Like, New Orleans is top. But you gotta remember, Breeze is one of them guys that, like, okay, I'm gonna hike it here, and Kamara could be at the 40-yard line on the other side, and he just airs it out, whether he's indoors or outdoors. But you gotta remember, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people are getting up there in age. So, again, I could be wrong. The thing I'm picking now for my shit, I already know who I'm picking to win the NFC South. But go ahead. Enlighten me and our listeners who you are going to pick to win in order the NFC South. And we'll see how different we are.
We'll see.
I want you to go with this one because I know who I'm picking. And I'm going to tell you why I pick who I pick. So, by all means, tell us who you pick.
And we all know that whoever does watch football, Drew Brees made that record. He beaten his record. Was it his record or is it all the QB records?
He beat.
I think it was all the QB's records.
He beat all the records. The only one he didn't beat was.
Was the yardage?
I think it's, what's his name? Homeboy from Denver right before he left. Eli's brother, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning holds, I think, more of the records now because of that. Breeze did break his.
Yes.
So yeah,
I think
you're right.
Yeah, Breeze broke his record, and everyone was just like.
Yeah, pretty much. So who do you pick to win your NFC South? Honestly, you got.
Oh, no.
All right, so look, I'll tell you who I'm picking, okay?
Go ahead.
I like Breeze. I like the Saints. They have a good scheme, defense, and offense. Amazing, explosive. You go to Atlanta, Matt Ryan. I feel like this is his time, along with, what's his name? Who signed with them? I can see him, because he was fucking out west, and he came to Atlanta. Oh, my God. Melvin Gordon? I think that's who it is. He signed with them to play. Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley signed with them. That's who it was. Right? I think that's who it was. I might be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll probably drop another, like, little boop into the next podcast. Tampa Bay. I'm not even going to touch Tampa Bay for a second. I'm going to jump down to Carolina. Carolina has Teddy Bridgewater.
That makes it better.
But the coach in Carolina is not Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera is now in Washington.
Oh, damn.
And McCartney is no longer in... Well, he was no longer in Green Bay to begin with. He's now the Cowboys' head coach.
Oh, jeez.
So, my pick to win the NFC South, and I know a lot of people may agree or disagree...
It's your opinions.
Tampa Bay. And you want to know why I say Tampa Bay? Let me fill everybody up. If you don't follow sports, or if you do, your starting quarterback in Tampa, the GOAT, the legend... Tom Brady. The wide receiver core. You have, I know I'm going to probably fuck his name up, but I think it's like Goodwin or something like that. Like, or Mike Evans. That's who it is. Mike Evans. You now have, you ready? At tight end, Rob Gronkowski.
There you go.
And at running back, just signed last night to a 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboy from Jacksonville that got cut. Fournette.
Yeah.
That shit, okay, I don't care about that. That shit is going to be lit. So I got Tampa Bay actually winning their division and possible conference. But now I have a toss-up between New Orleans, Atlanta, and who was the other team?
There was...
I know it's New Orleans.
Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and Carolina.
Carolina, okay. Carolina, I like Teddy Bridgewater. I've always liked him. Even when he played, did he go from Louisville too? I think he did. I'm going to, this is going to be one of them long throws. I'm going Tampa number one, New Orleans number two, Carolina's going to take three.
And ATL's
going
to
be four. And ATL's going to be four because I don't see Matt Ryan doing anything this year. So that's my pick for the South. Now, who's your pick for the South?
Well, I could see ATL going last because The way Matt Ryan's going right now is...
I don't see Matt Ryan doing his job right. He doesn't have the help at running back no more.
No.
We'll see, but... So you got ATL left?
I probably have to go with...
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I would probably have to go with Orleans.
Over Tampa?
No, they're going to be going second.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, hey, it's your pick. Yeah, I told y'all my pick. No, it's your pick who you
I
want.
I think I see Tampa Bay going all the way.
If Brady manages... I'm sorry, I just want to stick on this one last time, then we'll get into the list.
That's fine.
If Brady manages to win a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, he will literally go down as one of the best NFL players in history. I mean, he already does, because he's a legend. But to go from New England, where he's been his whole career...
Yeah.
He took over for fucking Bledsoe, bro.
That's true.
I watched the season that he took over. That's why I really got into football. He took over for Bledsoe, and ever since then, they were a dynasty until my Giants came in and whooped their ass twice and beat their ass. What up? Gang gang. Not playing. But to see that happen was fantastic. To see the simple fact that... To actually see what's his name in Tampa Bay is gonna be awesome. I can't wait for the season to start.
I just have a feeling that they're gonna go all the way.
I do too, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. What's the next division? I know we just did
NFC West with San Francisco, Seahawks, Arizona, and I believe it's the Chargers? No.
Rams.
Okay. Yeah, that just threw me off because I forgot they changed their...
See, this is a little tough on me because I like San Fran. Jimmy Garoppolo was under the tutelage of Brady and Bill Belichick. Seattle. I'm not really a fan of Russell Wilson, but that's just because I never liked him coming out of college. I really didn't.
We got
Rams. LA Rams. I didn't want to touch them real quick because I actually like the Rams, which is surprising. And then Arizona, wasn't impressed with them last year. I'm still not impressed with them, honestly. So I'm going to literally sit with how the ranking is in this. San Fran 1, Seattle 2, I lied. I'm going LA Rams over Seattle. So LA Rams will actually be 2, Seattle will be 3, and then I'm going to sit with Arizona as 4th, because I don't see Arizona doing any damage.
No, Arizona, no. That's why I had to put Atlanta last at Arizona, because I know they're not going to...
I don't see it, bro. I don't see them doing nothing.
But if they do, then...
We'll see. We'll see what happens. The season starts next Thursday, so it should be fun. I'm thinking mid-season, like maybe... By the 7th week, we'll do another podcast and we'll kind of
see where
we all stand with. And then I think that's when we'll start my prediction on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Because I have a feeling who I want to win. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to touch that one. That one's going to be for a later episode.
Well, these are just predictions. Yeah. We're going to go see what's going to happen in the next 7 weeks. See how everything's going, how the teams are going.
Pretty much. Real quick, who do you have winning? Because I did mine. Let's get with yours. Who do you got winning the NFC East? What's your prediction? Who do you got?
It's between Buffalo or New England.
That's not a bad choice, Adam. So I didn't think about that because you got Cam on New England, and then Buffalo, you got what the fuck is his name? I forget his name. It's going to piss me off. Well, you got Stephon Diggs out there, too. So, like, oh, my God. I just had his name, and it just disappeared. My bad, y'all. All right. So, next division. Who do you got with, Baltimore?
Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
This one's mainly, like, very open. It's open half the time. Just like the Giants division's open. So, we'll kind of touch on that, too. But who you got winning that division?
Well, I will probably have to go with Baltimore.
Same one with me. I like that. That's a good choice. And who's your second?
Honestly? That's a tough one. I don't know.
If you had to guess from the three, who would you pick?
I would probably pick Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Steelers? So your setup would be Baltimore, Cleveland, then who you got falling to third and fourth? How would you do that?
Probably Pittsburgh and then Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, I kind of see staying for that. I don't see them going nowhere. That's not a bad. I mean, that's pretty good for your pick. All right, so who you got for your next one for the NFC North? South?
South.
South, my bad.
So
South.
I would go with Texans.
Texans. Texans. Do you not see who they play week one, bro? You think they really gonna beat
I'm going
Cleveland.
With the Colts, you idiot.
Cleveland, my guy. Or, not Cleveland. Kansas City. But, okay, so you're going with Houston, which is basically far from mine because I didn't even pick them to be number one.
No.
Who else you got? So, Houston's your number one. Who's your second?
Probably go with the Colts.
No, that's good because they got what's his name? Phillip Rivers is now a Colt, which... see, I didn't think about that. I was...
I'll probably go with...
Who's that? Tennessee and Jags? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I could tell you right now, there's one team I could see finishing in third place and the other one's going to be last.
I could see Tennessee going in third and then Jaguars going last.
That's what I picked too. And then to finish off on the, what is the West? Who do you got for that one?
Well, Oakland, not so much. I can see them going last.
Really? Oakland?
Yeah.
I don't think I even see them going last. I think I got them going...
Third?
I think I got them in third. The same position they're now. Yeah. I think I just changed 1-2 in the fourth.
I would probably go with...
Who is that, KC?
Yeah, KC.
Oh, yeah, so that only changed second and fourth.
I could probably see the Chargers going.
Staying the same? Or where are they at? Fourth?
Yeah, they're fourth.
So what, you can see them second or fourth? Or are you going to just... Second, really?
Yeah.
Over... Who is that, Tennessee? Denver?
Denver, yeah.
That's pretty damn good. I like that pick. And then now we're getting into the Giants division. Well, Philly division, whatever. So real quick, for y'all that don't know, the NFC East... Every year, and it's been like this, even in hockey, it's the same way, and baseball sometimes. This division is always, it always comes down to like the last few games of the season to determine who's like number one, number two, number three. Like it's weird. So with that being said, who do you have picked? Who are you picking to go?
I don't see Dallas going anywhere. That's fourth.
Alright. Okay, well, Dallas is four. So who do you got 1, 2, and 3 now?
Well, not so much. I think I'll go Philly with third. Washington.
Look, I'm not making no faces on this one. You pick who you pick, and we'll see.
I think I'll go with the Giants to go through and beat Philly, Dallas.
To be in the division?
What's up? Yeah, I see the Giants going first.
Okay.
And then Washington.
Okay. And then
Green
Bay, Chicago, that closer to you,
To be honest, I can see.
What up, bro?
What's going on?
Not much. Oh yeah, you know we slacking off today, bro.
24/7.
We always slack off. It happens.
America's
pastime. Get out of here.
Tough one. Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota, or Green Bay. Oh, wow.
Don't mind the noise in the background. They're getting ice for the residents. But anyway.
Alright, to be honest, I could probably see Green Bay going.
All the way?
All the way, yeah. I could see it happening.
Okay, so I think we both agreed on Green Bay to win the division outright.
Not a big fan of the Bears, Chicago.
I'm mad you had to put that in there.
Yeah.
The Bears, Chicago. Like, no one knows who the Bears are. I mean, well, alright. I can't say that because we do have a female more listeners than we do men.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is kind of cool. Kind of weird, but cool. But continue.
And then I'll probably just go with Minnesota and then Detroit for my lineup.
So, all right. So, to get this cleared again, I just want to continue making my pies. You got Green Bay winning it out, right?
Yep.
You have... So, are you basically keeping the same position that they have on the chart? Or did you move the Bears?
I moved the Chicago between last.
So, you put the Bears last, yep. Green Bay's first, and then you did who?
I did Minnesota second.
So the only thing you did was you changed the Bears and
the Detroit.
Detroit. Okay, that's all right. It's not bad. Who's the next one?
I already did Detroit.
Oh yeah, we did that in the beginning part.
Yeah.
And then there should be one more, right?
No, I did all of them. I did NFC West and all the other ones.
All right, well, that's our prediction for this coming season. This one is pretty damn long, to be honest with you. This
one, yeah, I know.
This might actually be a little long podcast. It's going to be a fatty podcast.
Yeah.
But, I'll check in with you guys in a second, all right? All right, guys, welcome back. Or not even welcome back. I'm just kidding. All right, so there you go. There you have it. That's our predictions for this coming up NFL season. Probably about like week 7-ish, we'll check in and let you know how we're standing with everything. And then who knows, maybe by, you know, we'll probably do like, maybe we'll do some wagers on like the Super Bowl. Not the Super Bowl, like, but on the playoff games, we'll bet like
$10.
Yeah. See who's there, we'll just like a little friendly wagers, nothing major, no, like $1,000.
Yeah, that would be way too fucking much. Like,
yeah, pretty much. But, so yeah, there goes our picks of who we want to hopefully win their divisions and conferences. If again, guys, download the Anchor app. This way y'all can communicate with us. I mean, again, some of y'all, for some odd reason, it's more of a females that listen to the podcast, and there are some guys that listen to it, and they're roughly between like, I was looking at the stats and shit that a lot of the people that listen to the podcast are anywhere from like 18 to 25, and then 25 to like 35, which isn't bad. So again, by all means, download Anchor. Y'all can look me up on Anchor. You can send me voice messages on this. Let me know who y'all think is gonna win each conference. I would love to hear from your feedback, and you know, who knows? We may put you in during the podcast one night.
Yeah, we can definitely do that,
yo. Yeah. One other thing before I do go, I told him, I also told my girl, in hopefully by the middle of the month, maybe October-ish, we're going to be hitting a cemetery over by my house. I don't know who owns it, so we're going to just have to kind of go in quietly. So, there's that. So, again, for y'all that listen to the podcast, stay around. That'll be dropping soon. I'll let you know when. Also, thank you for the love and support, too. I meant to say that, like, without y'all, I couldn't get half this shit. Yeah, that's how I'm most of the time. Yeah. But I really couldn't do half the shit that I'm doing, and, like, you guys kind of, like, help me out with that, like, to be able to talk to y'all about certain shit again. If you guys haven't, go listen to the other podcast. Yeah, that's how mine is. If you know someone that's going through a rough time, by all means, throw them onto that podcast. Let them know that we're here for them and they want to talk. By all means, hit me up. Again, Facebook, Instagram. I forget the handle for Instagram, but I'll figure it out and I'll drop a small podcast later and let y'all know. But Facebook, I already gave you that in the last podcast, but I'll give it again. It's James Dewhurst. Also, you can hit up Eric Edwards, him as well, on Facebook. Also, go check out his podcast. He does Resident Evil Conversations. I believe he just said he put up
two new ones.
He put up two new ones. Definitely go check his stuff out. Give his shit a listen. I feel like I'm forgetting something. by the end of the month, you probably won't be hearing from me for a podcast for maybe a couple days. My birthday is at the end of the month, and I'm just going to try to, like, stay off of, like, a lot of social media platforms just for a little bit. Just probably just still after my birthday for, like, a couple days. I'll be back, so...
I'll still be doing podcasts, just, you know,
yeah. So, again, go check him out. His is, what is it again on your podcast? Oh, 1 second. I know it's Resident Evil Talk. I just forget what it is. Just give me 1 second, we'll find it. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
His name, if you look it up, is Jake Mueller, M-U-L-L-E-R.
But if you're going to search it up, you have to look up Resident Evil Convo.
Resident Evil Convo.
Yeah, because I already tried to look myself up earlier, and you have to look up Resident...
Yeah, it's Resident Evil Convo. And you'll find him. And he, like you said, he just dropped 2 new ones. So go give him a listen. Again, thank you guys. What's up? Thank you guys.